Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. I'm your host, Stevie G. And I'd like to first give an honor to God for allowing me to be able to entertain you guys tonight, and also that you guys are able to come in and listen and call in and recite poems and, you know, do the whole nine. Lord, I thank you for that availability. And I like to wish everybody, I hope everybody had a happy, good weekend and a happy week so far, because sometimes life can get rough. We all know that. So I'm hoping that everybody's weekend to come is going to be a great one. And that's what I'm going to say for today about having a great weekend. So anyway, I like to give the call-in numbers if you guys are listening. 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from overseas, it's 877-218-1183. Well, I'm going to start the show off with a little love music tonight, because I am definitely in love, so I'm going to make sure that I express it through my music tonight. And I'm going to start the night off with a little After Seven, Ready or Not. not after 7. You heard me, ready or not after 7. I'm going to keep the music going with some natural high. Bloodstone, one of my favorite all-time tunes. Excuse me, guys, I had to take a breathing treatment tonight, and that stuff gets me jittery. So if I say some things I ain't supposed to say, blame it on the drugs. Natural High, one of my favorite old-time back down memory lane tracks, throwback tonight going down that way. So we're going to do it right. Natural High, y'all, Bloodstone. Taking it back down memory lane tonight. Let me give the call-in number so you guys can call in and get online and let me know what you think, or let me know what you're going to say or do what you're going to want to do. Sing. I tell you, I'm having a trouble with my voice tonight. I took a little breathing treatment. It's got me a little jittery, so if I act a little crazy tonight, it's because I'm on drugs. Okay? That's why. And the call-in numbers are 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from overseas, it's 877-218-1183. And I'm going to get back to the music because the music is where I need to be. It's love night, y'all. Back down memory lane night again on Poetry and Melodies here with me, Stevie G. And this one goes out to my girl because I need you to teach me how to love, baby. If I'm not loving you right, I need you to teach me. Teach me, Blue Magic.
Teach me how to love.
My baby to teach me how to love. the Delphonics meant so much to me. La La means I love you. Memory lane, y'all. I love you. I want to give the call-in numbers again. If you want to call into the show, it's 917-932-8881. And calling from overseas, if you want to reach us here at Poetry Melodies, it's 877-218-1183. And when you call in, if you want to get on the line with Stevie G, you have to hit option one. And you can get on and do your thing. Because I'm definitely going to do mine. It's down memory lane night to night. And that's my thing. I'm a little jittery because I had to take a breathing treatment before I started the show. And it's got me a little jittery. So, y'all, I'm on drugs tonight. So if I say anything that I'm not supposed to say, blame it on the drugs, not the alcohol. The closer I get to you, Donnie Hathaway and Roberta Fleck. Take us down there, Donnie and Roberta. To get on the line and say something to Stevie G, or just say hello, sing a song, read a poem, whatever you want to do, just hit option one. And I'm going to keep my music going because I heard it through the grapevine that I need to. Gladys Knight and the Pips.
I'm
That was Gladys Knight and the Pips. Y'all were heard through the grapevine. I got some callers on the line, so I'm going to get to my callers. But just before I get to my callers, I got to give a shout-out to my brother, Chef. You know, every Friday night, I got a friend that comes online, and he does his food talk radio show. It's called Food Talk with Chef Ernesto, and the brother talks about the preparation of food, you know, how you clean your food, what temperatures you cook your food at. You know, he just handles the whole realm of the kitchen. And he comes on at 9 p.m. Eastern on Friday nights and 6 p.m. Pacific. So if you guys are available and want to come on, and sometimes he gives out really decent recipes, and I tell you one thing, he taught me a good thing about cooking steaks, and I didn't lose it, I got it, and now I know how to make a steak. I don't have to rely on my wife or my woman, you know how it goes, but I'm going to take care of my own steaks from now on. But anyway, I'm going to get to these callers on the line. So, Chef, if you're out there listening, I'm bigging you up, bro, I'm bigging you up. Caller from the 810, you're on the line with Stevie G.
Hi, Stevie G. How are you? This is Toy Honey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I got the invite for your show from Songbird.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. She was on a couple of weeks ago. Yes. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just doing my thing here. What you going to do for us tonight?
I have a poem.
Okay. What's your name again?
Toy Honey.
Toy Honey?
Yes.
Okay, y'all. Toy, what's the name of your poem you're going to read, sweetheart?
I Pledge My Love.
Okay, y'all. This is Toy Honey, and I Pledge My Love. It's your mic, baby.
Okay. I come to him, a woman, fearless of expressing my emotions. To him, I belong. I see, walk, taste, I breathe him. I come to him with no baggage. Never have I experienced a love so genuine and pure. I say to him, I love you and always will. I'm not perfect. At times we'll be hard. But together, we will get through all the storms. I can't promise anything but that I will love you past your flaws and pain. At those times, I pray my love commended. Real love has no fear. I come to you with an open heart, pledging my love and peace.
Oh, that's beautiful. Do you mind if I do something? It was
sure.
It's called I Pledge My Love. Can I dedicate that to my girlfriend? I'm sure she's listening.
Sure.
So, Stephanie, if you're out there listening, I pledge my love to you via Toy Honey. Right? I got that right, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. That was a beautiful poem. I like that. Let me give you some love. I usually give the claps no more because they become a pain in the neck, but hey, here's your love. If it works, see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Toy Honey, I'm going to get these lines cleared up. If you want to stay on the line and come back and do another piece, please feel free. I can pop you in after I play a couple of songs or something.
Okay, I'll just stay on and listen to the show.
All right, thank you. It's a pleasure having you. Please don't be a stranger.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And Shell Songbird, don't be one either.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to get some other callers on. Thank you for coming out and dropping that piece. It was beautiful.
No problem.
Okay, caller from the 813. You're on the line with Stevie G.
Hey, Stevie G, this is Songbird.
Got that message to you kind of fast. What's going on, Songbird? What you going to do for us tonight?
Well, hey, I didn't have rehearsal tonight, so I thought I would give you a shout out. I shared your link and invited some poet friends, so I appreciate my sister Toy.
Yeah, she did a marvelous job. Thank you, Toy.
Yes, she did.
Okay, what
she's
you gonna
a sweetheart. The title of my piece is Somebody Loved You.
Somebody Loves You. This one's dedicated to you too, Stephanie.
Well, no, this is Somebody Loved You.
L-O-B-E. Oh, Somebody Loved You. Oh, Stephanie, yeah. This ain't dedicated to you because I still love you. All right, go
well,
ahead.
Well, you can decide that at the end of the piece. Okay.
I will. Go ahead, Songbird. Do your thing.
Somebody loved you in spite of your shortcomings and flaws. Somebody loved you regardless of your looks or appearance. Somebody loved you not caring about your state in life or what you had or didn't have. Somebody loved you disregarding your bad choices, bad attitude, and ugly ways. Somebody loved you, forgiving you for the hurtful, negative, and demeaning things you felt the need to say. Somebody loved you, willing to give you all they had to give in order for your life to be easier to live. Somebody loved you, so much so that they were able to look beyond your faults and see the need. Loving you and seeing the best in you, the gifted and blessed in you, ready, willing, and able to invest in you. Somebody loved you enough to encourage you, pray for you, stand up for you, support you, respect you, correct you, protect you. They loved you enough to tell you the truth, even when it hurt. Somebody loved you. Isn't it time for you to start loving others too? Starting with self and loving you? Somebody loved you. Settle the past and forgive yourself. Free your spirit, heart, mind, and soul, and be another somebody that loves you in peace.
That was really, really beautiful. I love that piece. And I'm going to give you some love, too, because that was worth some love. You done brought the noise in here tonight. Your friends is coming in here, lacing and gracing the mic, and now you.
All right.
That was Songbird and Somebody Loved You. Guess what? I'm dedicating that to my girl, too. She'll understand.
Well, it's one of those inspirational pieces, so go for it.
It's so beautiful. I enjoy it. Anyway, I'm going to get some other callers on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. Enjoy
no
the
problem.
Show. I'll get back to you if I got a chance. I'm pretty sure I will. Okay?
Okay.
So find another piece like that. I'll talk to you later, Songbird. Caller from the 814. You're on the line with Stevie G.
Hello, this is Peaches.
Hello, Peaches. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Glad I'm catching this show.
I'm glad you're catching it too, Peaches. We always love when the people come on and bless the mic. Are you going to bless the mic for us tonight?
I most definitely will. I hope it's a blessing.
I hope so, too. Well, what's the name of your blessing, Peaches?
It's called Joe Dreams. I tried to get with the show, you know. My other stuff was not, like, your show orientated, so this is an old piece, but...
What's it called?
It's called Joe Dreams.
Joe Dreams?
Correct.
Okay. This is Peaches, y'all, and Joe Dreams. This is all you, baby.
All right. Grasping my pillow, unable to sleep. I'm sorry. Let me start again.
Okay.
Grasping my pillow tightly, unable to sleep, because I am thinking and thinking to the sound of my heartbeat. You see, my body is starving, but it's not the food. It's desiring the love that I have to share with you. You see, in the truth of the night, I wonder, and it's my thoughts that creates my lightning and thunder. Because in my dreams of reality, there is no other. For I got my heart set on one specific brother. But it's not ladylike to approach, so it's my words I hold unspoke. And at the time when my words should be performed, it's my fear that makes my language broken and torn. But the stage inside my mind has the perfect scene, hourglasses of our times and beautiful sunbeams. For in the days of my dreams, I've spoken words just as free as a kite in flight, with him holding my hands in his and me enjoying the vision of his sight. For it's his ways I admire and his mind I desire, and it's my eyes that send salutations with explanations, and he's unable to see all those special dreams that are held within me. But please don't identify this as lust. Identify it as hope to trust. My heart is hoping that incarcerated words run free, hoping there's a future with him with me, hoping that enough is till the end of time, hoping his heart will somehow be mine. I imagine the pages of the chapters of our life where we kiss, kissing gently, passionately, and willingly with our lips. My thoughts are not to play then stray, but to stay and pray. Because to me, romance involves the mind, the body, and the soul. And if you explore all three, the romance won't grow old. Let me dance into your mind and pour into it my heart. Let the words I say so dear from you never part. Let two separate souls become as one, and therefore us unite. And now too tired to think no more, to think no more. I sleep with your dreams tonight. That's the whole thing.
Dude, girls is coming out here doing their thing tonight. Y'all bringing it the noise tonight. You know that? Give you some love, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, it's just so good. I'd like to share it. Thank you. Oh, that was sweet.
Y'all, with your dream. I enjoyed that piece of put you on hold and get to some music. If you want to stay on and do another one, I can get back to you in a few minutes.
All right. I don't know. I don't know if I have one. I might can do another one, but not, stage orientated.
Well, I'm going to do one after I put you on hold. So, look through your book. I know you got a book somewhere over there with your poems written down in it.
I just wanted to say I enjoyed that poet, too.
We don't mind if we hear the pages turn, like this. it don't matter. As long as you got it right, we got it right. So
okay.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to read one, and then I'm going to get some music on, and then I'll come back to you guys.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for coming out, as usual. That was Peaches, y'all. She came and did her thing again, and Songbird and Toy. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming and blessing the mic. Now, I'm going to do a little shining on my own. It's a little short piece I call. Not perfect, but it's love. That's the name of the piece. Love seems to be settling and working its way through. It can be rough. It can be a rough climb at times, but you got to do what you got to do. Love is like life, not fitted to perfection, so we work on us to get love headed in an upward direction. The rewards are indeed remarkable. Just to see her eyes sparkle is enough for me, but the blessings continue. My eyes sparkle as well, because happiness and peace is all part of love's venue. It took me half a century to figure out what love really is. If God willing, I hope it takes another half a century to dwell in love's abyss. For that rough climb I spoke of in the beginning makes living life with her the perfect happy ending. And that's my piece. And I'm going to give the call-in numbers and get back to some music. The call-in numbers are 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from overseas, 877-218-1183. And hit option one to get online and do your thing, like these young ladies just did a few minutes ago. You guys, I'm a little hoarse. I know you probably hear it in my voice. I took a breathing treatment before the show, and the breathing treatment has me so jittery. You know, like I told everybody at the beginning of the show, if I do something wrong, blame it on the drugs, because it's not me. It's the drugs. And I'm going to take us back down memory lane with some Intruders in. Love is just like a baseball game. Three strikes, you're out.
Hatred loving, no mystery.
Isley Brothers had some nice grooves with their music. I'm telling you, back in the 70s, they just tore it up. And this next brother that's coming on needs no introduction. The only introduction he needs is the ultimate artist. I know that he is the ultimate artist. Anyway, somebody raised a question in the chat room and said he was waiting for the ultimate artist. Chef Ernesto is in my chat room, y'all. The chef, the ultimate chef. How's that for you? That's the ultimate for you, Mr. Chef. Chef has a show that comes on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. He's a chef, and he talks about the whole realm of cooking, not just recipes. Not just taste, not just preparation, not just plating. He talks about everything. How to wash your meat, how to clean your food, how to dress your food, how to marry your food. The man even talks about how to feed your pets, believe it or not. But hey, you're going to have to come on and check them out yourself in order to find that out. But Chef is in my chat room. Welcome, Chef. I'm glad you came in. And Vanessa, thank you for coming in, too. And the people on the telephone lines, I'm going to get to you right now because I know you're waiting patiently to read some of your beautiful poetry. Caller from the 813, I'm going to put you back on the line with me. Caller from the 813, you there?
I'm here.
Songbird.
This is Songbird.
What you going to do for the people in the chat room? They looking for some good poetry, they told me.
Well, this piece is titled Killing Me Softly Poetry.
Killing Me Softly Poetry. Songbird, y'all do your thing, baby.
In the depths of my dreams, my mystery man awakens me. With his beckoning call, he bids me to come to him, and he wraps me in his beautiful word tapestry. So sweet is a symphony of melodies his words of love speak to me. His commanding refrain captivates my heartstrings as he erases the hurt and the pain with the gentle power of his love that surges and flows through my veins. I hear him calling my name. So mesmerizing and tantalizing is his voice that elevates my senses to a heightened degree of pleasure and sheer ecstasy. Amidst passion's flame, from my lips escapes his name. He's there in each rhythm and rhyme of the lines I scribe. He's there in each musical note my heart vibes. He's my mind stimulation. He's my calm in the storm, my antidote. He's the pulse of the morning, my true love and destiny. Oh, how you inspire me to sing. He was scribing my pain on his pages, pinning my life with his prose, killing me softly with his words. Pinning my life with his prose, killing me softly with his words. Killing me softly with his words, my faithful companion, lover, and friend, poetry in peace.
That was fly. I'm telling you. I love the singing part. Now, you just took me to another place with that. That was really nice. It was really wonderful. You got it going on there, Songbird.
Well, thank you. Hey, I try.
Songbird, chilling me softly. That was tight, Songbird. I'm going to put you on hold. I got some other callers on the line, but I really enjoyed that piece.
Well, thank you, and I'll pass the mic.
Okay, thank you, dear. Songbird did her thing. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got. We have, I believe it's Peaches. Is Peaches there?
Peaches is here.
Oh, Peaches, you got another piece or you just want to listen in?
I'm going to try something new. It's like, don't beat me up on it because I normally don't do this, but I wanted to, you know, do my part when I call. So
look, it's open mic. If you want to tell a joke, you can. That's on you. We ain't going to beat you up at all here. We don't beat.
Okay. All right. This
don't
is untitled.
Now.
What did you say?
I said, don't bomb now. I was just messing with you. Go ahead.
I know. You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. I know there's probably not a soul that knows me, but I just, you know, I like to try new things. So, you know, I'm using this avenue to be different, you know.
So in other words, you're a poetry and these guinea pigs then.
I'm what?
Is that right? I said so. In other words, I said so. In other words, you're a poetry and melodies guinea pig.
Oh, if that's how you want to see it, that's fine.
All right, y'all. Here we go with poetry and melodies guinea pig. What you gonna do for us?
It's untitled. And it's
untitled.
About you.
Okay. Okay, boo, since you're doing it on my show, after you're done, we're going to give it a title. How about that?
Okay, all right, that's fine. It's real
short. All right,
short.
Go ahead, you.
I hope you feel better. I know you're under the weather. I understand you have a problem when you breathe. So I pray to the Lord he give you strength to proceed. For you give poetry the love that they need. I'm sorry, poets the love that they need. A place to shout out and learn about love, knowing that poetry and music echoes that thing called love. You're a man who pays homage to his queen, showing the fellow poets you know what love means. I hope through this vehicle you achieve your dreams while showing other queens the ability of kings and sharing your knowledge with the other kings that watch. Okay, Stevie B, I see you. Do your thing. You know, let poetry ring. Let poetry ring. That's the whole thing.
Okay, we're going to call that a poet's love.
Okay.
Sound good to me.
Did you? Okay.
Like, I like that. I know you just wrote it and you just discombobulated
yeah.
a little bit. But don't worry. It's all right. We don't care.
Sometimes you just want to know if somebody heard the show. I'm real particular. Like, I like to hear, you know what I mean? Like, I like to give compliments, when the poet, you know, when they come on. I like, because, you know, you just need that sometimes. I enjoyed all the poetry tonight, too.
Well, here you go. Here's some claps for you, some love for you. Y'all, that was Peaches, and the name of the poem, actually, that was Peaches, the poetry and melodies, guinea pig, and the name of the piece was A Poet's Love. And Peaches,
okay.
Miss Guinea Pig, we're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a second. All right, y'all, I got to put some music on. Miss Peaches did her thing. Miss Songbird did her thing. And now I'm going to have to do mine. I'm going to take you back now because I'm an old school brother and I'm an old school lover. So I got to take it back to I'm So Proud, main ingredient.
Thank you.
God, that was a pretty song when it came out. Blue lights in the basement and my girl on my arm. What? Let me shut up. Anyway, you know, it's usually a wise guy in the chat room that always says that everything's before her time. So she's not in the chat room tonight. She has some computer issues. But SK63, I know this one is way before your time, but it's good music one way or the other. So love makes the world go round, Mr. Deion Jackson. Jackson doing his thing. I can't go through the night, the throwback night like tonight, and not put on some Whispers. Love at its best.
Yeah.
called Love at Its Best by The Whispers, and that one really brings back some thoughts. Like you said, Mr. Chef, just haven't had, well, I listen to him all the time, but, you know, it is a great song. So, and I'm going to keep the music going and take it, keep it back down memory lane with Bloodstone and You're the Outside Woman. Because you're the outside woman, don't feel bad. I cannot do it tonight, I'm hoarse. But anyway, here you go, let them do it. Memories to Mr. Chef. Here's another one. Larry Graham, One in a Million, You. And this is for my boo.
Try.
reminder of the love I have for you. It entertains my emotion and arouses my passion. This song called Love plays continuously. It's soft like you. It's sweet like you. It's gracious like you. This song is you. And that's my piece. And I'm going to get back to the music because I don't want the music to leave me. And it's Memory Lane here on Poetry and Melodies, and Somewhere There's a Love by Shalimar reminds me that it is Memory Lane.
Thank you.
all y'all. But before I get off the air tonight, I'm going to play a song, of course. But I just want to thank everybody that came out, Chef Ernesto, Blog Talk Radio 35, Vanessa, Guest 10065, Soft Kisses, my girl Troy who came out, Songbird, and Peaches, of course, the guinea pig, but she did her thing. And myself, of course, I read tonight, and I'd just like to thank everybody for coming out and always supporting. I can't help but tell you guys, I love you for coming out. And before I go off the air tonight, I got to play something for you. So I'm going to play, it's Will Smith's birthday. That's my boy. I love his movies, and I love this song. So I'm going to play it for you right now. If I can find it. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. It might be a commercial in front of it. There you go. That's my boy, Will. Happy birthday, Will.
Definition of summer.